In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He made us and made all things visible and invisible. He upholds us in all things by the word of His power. Dear listening friends, in the first chapter of his letter to the believers in the city of Ephesus, the Apostle Paul tells of a mystery. What was that previously unknown mystery? To understand what the Apostle Paul meant by this mystery, we need to go back to the Old Testament scriptures, specifically to the beginning in Genesis, when a seed of the woman was promised to reverse our humanity's loss of its closeness to its good and holy Creator. The sign of the rainbow was given to remind people of this saving promise. Then came the divine intervention to deliver humanity from self-destruction at the Tower of Babel. Friends, it was at that point that God chose and called Abram the Hebrew. At very old age, he and his wife Sarah were to miraculously receive a seed, through whom the promised blessing to all families of the earth was to be fulfilled. The name Abram means father of a single nation. At a later stage, God changed it to Abraham, which means father of many nations. Let us remember that Paul is speaking about heavenly blessings. Those heavenly blessings were promised to Abraham and were for all families of the earth. Gradually, step by step, Abraham was prepared to somewhat understand that the promise would be divinely fulfilled through his own physical line. This required a very long preparation process and key historical steps over many centuries. 42 generations from Abraham to the birth of Christ in Bethlehem. The New Testament begins with the details of those many generations. We read in Matthew's first chapter, "So all the generations from Abraham to David were 14 generations, and from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations, and from the deportation to Babylon to Christ, 14 generations." Friends, the Old Testament scriptures communicate to us that the physical line of Abraham was preserved and directed towards Christ's coming. Yet, again and again, throughout the long process of those 42 generations, the divine plan for the blessing of all humanity faced serious obstacles, distractions, and even opposition. Sadly, most of the difficulties were caused by the betrayal and unfaithfulness of key players within the house of Israel, composed of Jacob's 12 sons. Yet, God's Old Testament prophets continued to faithfully carry out their assigned roles in preparing for the realization of the divine saving plan to which the rainbow pointed. Even though numerous hints and prophetic glimpses were given through the prophets, the divine plan of blessing in the promised Messiah was not clearly revealed. It remained a mystery. The Apostle Paul made clear that the divine plan was designed in the council of the Blessed Triune God before the foundation of the world. Paul rejoiced that it is a plan of divine grace that is freely offered to our fallen and rebellious humanity. God's wonderful plan was designed to reclaim and adopt fallen mankind into His own family, renewing them as a sanctified people. instead of being enemies to the holy, good, and gracious Creator, believers are given a new life. They are being transformed and made holy and blameless before Him. Instead of being opposed to His ways, they fulfill His will to praise His glorious grace. Again and again, the Apostle Paul emphatically makes clear that this takes place in the one called the Beloved. He is the divine Messiah, promised to join humanity through the sinful and rebellious yet chosen physical line of Abraham. So the blessing of all families of the earth required divine intervention. This costly operation was to be accomplished through the divinely arranged sacrifice. Yes, the redemption was paid for by the beloved Son, who joined our humanity. Adding to His divine nature a full human nature, the blessed second person of the Holy Trinity became the Son of Man. This is what Paul means by saying, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses. Paul adds that God does this according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of His will, according to His purpose which He set forth in Christ. Friends, the divine plan of redemption remained a mystery. It required 42 generations of the Abrahamic line, guided, preserved, and recorded in the 37 scriptures of the Old Testament. The mystery was to be fully revealed at the appropriate time. Paul calls this the fullness of time. He says that it is a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in Him, that is in Christ, things in heaven and things on earth. The message is clear. The enmity, estrangement, and hostility between the good and holy Creator and His special creature, man, required an elaborate, wise, and insightful divine operation. This was for the coming of Emmanuel, which means God Himself joining our humanity in Christ. So finally, in the fullness of time, all preparations were completed. The mystery was revealed. The Redeemer came and paid with His own blood the price to unite all things in Him, things in heaven and things on earth. Hallelujah.